I'm joined now by Alex Mackey. Alex is the CEO and founder of The Blind Soapmaker. Hello, Alex.
Hello, how are you, Barry?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm really good.
You're on to discuss your thriving business today, and I believe you recently showcased your products at the Marker Fair 2018 in Newcastle.
Yes, I was. And do you know what? It's really quite funny because me and my dad were saying, oh, we won't do it. And then my mum says, oh, no, do it, it'll be fun. So we did. And I'm really, really glad because not only was the Maker Faire fabulous for me as a business, because I make soaps and hand washes, shower gels, bath bombs, bubble bars and things like that. And I'm so pleased that I went because I won an award this year.
Did you? What was the award?
It was a Volunteer's Favourite Award, and I got a little blue and silver sash. All of the young children that came over to make some solid soap loved it so much that they all told the volunteers, and then the volunteers decided to award me the prize for 2018. So I was really, really pleased with that.
That's excellent.
It makes it feel so much better, you know?
Definitely. But if I could take you back, Alex, when did the business begin?
Business began, would you believe it, now 2 years ago. I was standing on a street in York after my university lecture and I thought, what am I going to do? I'm blind. I don't know what job I'm going to do. I've gone to university and I still don't know what I want to do. And a little voice got really cross in my head and it said, do you know, Alex, you spend so many times telling everybody else to go for their dreams, to go and do what they want. And yet you're standing here saying you're not even going to try getting a job. You're not even going to try doing something new, like making soap, for example. And I was standing across from the York Soap Company and I thought, well, do you know what? Why not? So I tried for a job, but unfortunately, I didn't get it. But the point was that he revealed to me how he got into the business. So then I went to a course in Huddersfield and here I am.
What was the course?
It was soap making from soap school.
So describe to the listeners what's involved.
What's involved is there are two different types of soap and I make melt and pour. And what I do is I buy my oils in, so my vegetable oils and things like that,
okay. And
my goat's milk. I boil it up in a pot. I know it doesn't sound very nice, but I slow cook it in a slow cooker. And then I add my fragrances, which are alcohol-based, because all fragrances are.
Okay.
And then I add my colourants in, which are made with mineral, like, dust, like the kind of, eyeshadow.
Sure.
It's called mica, and they make eyeshadows out of mica, and there's some mineral dust and different colours. So I've got some really quite nice electric blue soaps. I've got greens, kind of pinky, orangey colours, all kind of summery colours for this year.
Animal-themed shapes as well.
Yes, I make sheep. I make owls. I make little sleeping dog. I'm going to try and make rabbit, cat.
Where do you get the shapes from, Alex?
Well, when silicone was popular for cooking? And making chocolate, and I get them off the internet and I have them made out of silicone because silicone lasts for an incredibly long time and I can make a lot of things out of that mold. But the other reason why I make it out of silicone is because we're now into making our own individual unique molds for our soap, for our
right.
solid soap. So I now can make a sheep with a little Christmas hat on.
Wow.
With Santa's hat on. And we sculpt our own little soap. And I say our because it is my business, but it's more a family-run
sure.
business.
So is it run from home? Where do you do this? It sounds quite messy.
It is run from home, and my dad grumbles. We used to have a garage, he said. But we don't anymore because we've got a soap kitchen. So we changed our garage into a little hobby room so that I could have a go at making it, because I had to remember and be realistic that this isn't necessarily going to go boom overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, try practicing my skills before I thought about anything like an internet shop. So I couldn't afford a real shop, but I could only afford an internet shop. And it's called theblindsoapmaker.co.uk, or you can look at theblindsoapmaker.com. to find it and buy it.
Now, you're saying that you don't know if it's going to take off and be a sustainable business, but we were talking off air there. I believe you'd have a very good day today.
I had a very good day today. I got about 36 orders.
Fantastic.
So I was incredibly pleased, and that's all thanks to going to Meet the Maker Fair in Newcastle, and it was absolutely a fabulous event. And I was on the Look North channel, which is a local news channel, and I was up on there, I was up on air, and I was amazed. It was very surreal.
What were you on there for, Alex? Was that just promoting the business?
I was explaining my business and explaining why I did it. Like, you know, I want to get off benefits, and, you know, I want to be self-sustaining, and how I did my produce, and they filmed how I did my produce in the soap kitchen, and it was a very surreal experience. She complimented me on my big red dress.
I think you maybe having to look out for shop premises sooner than you think.
Maybe.
Now, can you just briefly talk about your sight loss, Alex? Because you've been through some tough times, haven't you?
I have gone through my fair share of issues. My rod cone dystrophy is my sight loss. Now, I am going later on today for an appointment with my optician to talk about the possibility of removing my cataract out the right-hand side of my eye. I've had eyesight loss since I would have been a baby, but legally I was registered as partially sighted when I was 7, and then I became registered severely sight impaired, or in other words, blind. I know that some people seem to find the word blind offensive now, so sorry for saying that, at the age of 14. Then I also had my kidney transplant when I was 17, and I have to say thank you very much to the NHS and people around me.
And your mum as well.
Well, yes, because my mum gave me my transplant, and me and her, we work at the business together, and we've got a very close bond thanks to the transplant, and you've got a mum, you've got a friend.
What about mobility? Do you use a cane or a guide dog?
I use a guide dog. And at the stall, Nina loves it because obviously she's off work, so she gets cuddled. I really do think that she believes that everybody's there to see her and her alone.
Of course, you know? They all do.
Well, yeah, because it is true. Some of them are just there to cuddle up to Nina, and I don't mind that at all because you've got to be friendly.
Yeah.
And it's easier for me with a guide dog than it ever was with a cane, really. It's quite surprising, actually, how fast you are.
Alan and Jill, that I work beside, have often heard them say that when they're with the dog, that people talk to the dog before them.
Well, yeah, you are drawn to the dog, and you're definitely drawn to Nina, because Nina's got this really awful habit, especially when I'm in queues at Greg's or things. She'll go up to them, and she'll push the back of their knees really hard with her nose. If they haven't noticed her and said hello or stroked her, and they don't say hello to her before me, she actually deliberately goes up and goes, "Excuse me, what about me?" and rubs her face all over their knee.
No way. She's a pest.
She can be a bit of a pest at times, but she is well behaved, and she's a guide dog, and she's safe, and I love her to pieces.
Have you always been creative, Alex?
I have as a child, and then obviously as I became blind, I got into different types of art, and I never thought of soap as an art, but it truly, truly is. And some of the creations that you can make, because they smell good and feel good, are a true form of art that you can, it's a luxury you can buy for yourself.
Now, is it true that your soap's smellier than all the rest?
Yes, it is. The fact that I'm blind does make me a little more in tune to my sense of smell, and I do like fragrances. I know that not all my customers like fragrances, so I do unfragrant soap as well as fragrance.
Okay.
And I do soap for sensitive skins, and I do hand washes and shower gels as well for all of those things. But I believe my winning quality is the fragrances that I use, because I love my fragrances, and I want people to, you know, buy that bit of luxury that makes them happy.
What does the future hold for the blind soap maker?
Well, I'm hoping to sell to more shops so that you can buy my soap in a shop. Now, my soap does have braille on the side. It has luxury soap on it, only because I couldn't put the blind soap maker on it in braille so that you knew which soap is mine and which soap isn't.
Sure.
Because as we all know, not a lot of products have braille on. And I thought, well, I can't be the blind soap maker and not do anything for the blind now, can I? So yeah, that's the future. And then I'm hoping to sell to the cathedral in Durham. And I'm hoping to keep on selling to Usher College and to Durham University. And that's me. Yeah.
Alex Mackey, CEO and founder of the Blind Soap Maker. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the business, and we'll hopefully
Thank
speak
you.
again soon.
Thank you very much, Barry. I'll see you soon. Bye.